beginning and the end. The Godhead three are one.
Hallelujah!
You're the Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God. Oh, sing with me, how great is our God. And oh, we see how great, how great is our God.
Sing that again. You're the name above all names.
You're the name above all.
Oh Lord, you're worthy.
You are worthy of all praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God.
You're the name above all names.
You're the name above all names. You are worthy of our praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. And how great is our God. Yes, you walk with me through fire, and you heal all my disease, and I trust in you. Yes, I trust. Lord, you hold my every moment, and you calm my raging seas, and you walk with me through fire, and you heal all my disease, and I trust. Trust.
your hand and sing that. I believe that you're my healer. I believe that you are all I need. Lord, I believe. Oh, I believe that you're my portion. And I believe you're all I need.
Amen. Is he all you need today? Amen. Amen. How many believe that God is here today to fulfill your portion? Amen. And we have our brother Sandy with us today. Amen. We just thank God for them coming, and they've been staying with us at our home. They're just a blessing to have them with us. Amen. Just, I know if you pull on the word of God today, pull on God himself, you'll hear from God today. Amen. We do have one testimony here, praise the Lord, from Sister Betsy. It says, I just want to praise the Lord for giving us 60-degree weather during our move. God is so good, and we are so blessed. Amen. Let's give the Lord a round of applause for that. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's just a testimony that we even have any this kind of weather here, amen, let alone for moving. Amen. Amen. We just have a couple announcements here. Just a reminder that we do have two services today for all those who would like to attend. Amen. No communion today, but next week we'll be having two services with communion. Brother Jess will be preaching for us. And also a reminder, this Tuesday we'll be having service. Brother Brooks will be with us. And we'll be having service on Wednesday. Just a reminder. So, you know, anybody else that may not be here, just remind them that we have service on Tuesday night. Same normal time. Amen. 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 Anybody would need a prayer request, just raise your hand up to the Lord. Amen. He knows the very request behind the hearts. Amen. Just going to ask Brother Simon if he'd come lead us in a word of prayer, also for tithes and the offerings.
Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we just love you, God, Lord. And Lord, we just pray, Lord, you just calm every heart, God, Lord. Yes. Calm every thought, God, any mind battles, Lord Jesus, God, anything, Lord, that someone would be going through, Lord Jesus, Lord, just, Lord, may they lay your burdens on you, Lord Jesus. We just love you, Lord, and we just want to lift you up high, Lord, this morning, God, and Lord Jesus, Lord, be with every saint, God, that pushed their way out, Lord, and Lord, may you just add a blessing to them, Lord Jesus, Lord, and be with those that couldn't make their way out, Lord, and Lord, just be with us this morning, God. We just want to lift you up and worship, God, and praise, Lord. Lord Jesus, may we express it, Lord, with our hands, God, with our mouths, Lord, and may the cry come from deep within, Lord Jesus, God, Lord, a real worship for you this morning, God. We just love you, Lord. Touch each one, God, Lord, bless and tithes and offerings, God, and Lord, just may our worship be acceptable before you, Lord. We just love you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Just sing a little song, Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. How we can say that with all your heart. There's something about that name. Amen. Also, too, we are going to take up a offering second service for missionary, for all those who'd like to give. Amen. That's a great thing if you can give in this hour. You know, every soul that might be accounted for could be put towards that money that you give. Amen. Amen.
Oh, and Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, lick the fragrance after away. but there's something about that name.
One more time with all your heart. Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's just something about that name. He's Master, my Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Oh, Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms, they'll all pass away, but there's something about, yes, there's something about, yes, there's something about that name.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. We have a couple of song specials. Praise the Lord. Amen. Sister Barb, if she'd come and give us that selection.
When I walk through deep waters, I know that you will be with me. When I'm standing in the fire, I will not be overcome.
Redeem me, you call me as your own.
You call me as your own. You're my strength, you're my defender. You're my refuge in the storm. And through these trials, you've always been faithful. You bring healing to my soul. I am not alone. I am not alone. You will go before me. You will never leave me. I am not alone. I am not alone. You will.
Lord, round of applause for that. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Said he never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. Amen. We also have our sister Hannah Beach to give us a song special. Amen.
Everything we can give, you are God.
That's just the way it is. You're the only God whose power none can contend. You're the only God whose name and praise will never end. You're the only God who's worthy of everything we can give. You are God. That's just the way it is. You are God alone from before time began. You are on your throne. You are God alone. And right now, in the good times and bad, you are on your throne. You are God. Unshakable, unstoppable, that's what you are. Unchangeable, unshakable, unstoppable, that's what you are. You are God alone from before time began. What you are, unchangeable, unshakable, unstoppable, that's what you are. You are God alone. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank the Lord for those song specials. Amen. Amen. How many are glad they serve an unshakable, unchangeable God, an earthquake-proof God? Amen. You can't shake him. Amen. Amen. Let's just sing that little song. Amen. As our brother Sandy prepares himself to come. Amen. Sing that song. To break every chain, there is power in the name of Jesus. Amen. How many are glad for that unchanging power? Amen. That unstoppable blood of Jesus Christ. Amen.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is healing in the name of Jesus. There is healing in the name of Jesus. And there is healing in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. And there is healing in the name of Jesus. There is healing in the name. name of Jesus. There is healing in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There's an army. There's an army rising up. Hallelujah. There's an army rising up. Oh, there's an army rising up. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. More time. And there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every, to break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Let's just give a little round of applause, amen.
Says on. Everybody hear me this morning? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Appreciate this opportunity to be with you this morning. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to be gathered together here with men and women of like precious faith. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are such a great God, so mighty and so powerful, the God of the universe, but so humble, Lord, that you could come and be with a small group of people like we that are here this morning. You said where there's two or three gathered together in your name, Lord, you would be in the midst, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that you're faithful to your word. Lord, we're just trusting in you this morning, Lord, that you would come and bless this little flock this morning, Lord. May you bless each one, Lord. You see the needs of each one, Lord, and you are the one that can meet every need. Lord, we thank you that you are Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Lord, we're looking to you this morning. Help me, Lord, to just get out of the way, Lord, and may you speak, minister to the needs of your people this morning, Lord, that they wouldn't see me, but they would see you in your word this morning, Father. God, that would be our focus this morning. We want to see you, Lord. Bless each one, Father, and bless Brother Cam also, Lord, as he's ministering this morning, our brothers and sisters, the faithful ministers, Lord, around the world that are ministering your word, Lord. We ask for special grace for them. Be with them, Lord. Be with us, Lord, this morning. May you receive all glory and praise. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated just shortly. I'd like to sing a song. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Try F. Oh soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's a light for a look at the Savior, and a life more abundant and free. Just turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and death into life everlasting. He passed and we follow Him there. Over us sin no more have dominion. For more than conquerors we are. I may say amen this morning. Just turn your eyes upon Jesus. Help me sing this morning. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Listen now. His word shall not fail you, He promised. Believe Him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying. His perfect salvation to tell. Have your Bibles this morning. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, starting in verse 24. reading verses 24 through 26. The scripture says, by faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Heavenly Father, we just ask that you bless, Lord, this reading this morning. Bless the people, the hearers, Lord. Do your work in our hearts, Lord, that only the Holy Ghost can do. May you get glory and honor out of these vessels of clay. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. The scripture says, by faith, Moses. By faith, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing. He made his choice. And each one of us have to make our choice. Moses, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God. You know, that sounds like a strange choice. Amen. To the carnal mind. Amen. To choose to suffer. To suffer affliction. To suffer reproach. Amen. To choose that. Would that be our choice this morning? Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God. Amen. Amen. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. Amen. Amen. Even though it brings suffering, even though it brings reproach, I'd rather choose that than the pleasures of sin, Amen. Which are just for a season. Moses, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches. My. Must have had a revelation. Amen. Amen. That's what we need this morning. Amen. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. My, he had all those treasures. Amen. They were right at his hand. He could have laid claim to all that. Amen. But he chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God. He chose rather the reproach of Christ. You know, when we choose Christ, it brings a reproach from this world. But I'd rather have Jesus. Amen. Amen. Right. Moses had respect, it says here, respect. A lot of times, you know, the words in the Bible, they have a different meaning than what we might think. But if you look at that word in its original, where it says he had respect, the word means to turn the eyes away from other things and fix them on one thing. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. He had respect unto the reward. Amen. Amen. Wow. He was looking not at the treasures of Egypt.
Right. Amen.
He was looking at something else.
Yeah.
He turned his eyes away from the temporal things of this world to fix them on something eternal. That word also means to look attentively, to look with steadfast mental gaze. Where are your eyes this morning? Amen. What was Moses looking at? Turning his eyes away from other considerations, he fixed them on the eternal reward.
Amen.
Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2. The scripture says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We have a race to run.
Amen.
How many runners we got here this morning? Amen. Amen. We've got a race to run. And as we, is there anybody that were, that was an athlete, a runner? Well, you know, the runner, he doesn't run with a backpack full of Twinkies on his back. He doesn't run with lead boots. He has to lay aside every weight. And we have to lay aside the sin which does so easily beset us. Lay aside all our unbelief. Lay aside all the distractions. So that we can run with patience the race that is set before us. The scripture says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. He won the race.
Amen.
Amen. But the scripture says our race is with patience. Jesus, the forerunner, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. He showed us how it's done.
That's right, brother.
Praise the Lord. He was our example. But it's a race of patience. How many would say, God, give me more patience?
Amen.
We shouldn't be afraid to ask for it.
Amen.
Amen. Because we're going to need it.
Amen.
Amen. That word patience in the original means an abiding under. An abiding. Amen. That means to continue, to stay.
Amen.
Amen. But patience, which grows only in trial. It means endurance. Praise the Lord. In trials incident to service in the gospel. Patience. Endurance. Under chastisement. When God corrects us. Patience under undeserved affliction. When people reproach us for the name of Christ. Patience in well-doing. Amen. Patience in fruit-bearing.
Amen.
Because it's with patience that we bring forth fruit. It's in patience, it's in endurance that we develop that Christ-like character. We have to have patience. Patience in running this race. Praise the Lord. Jesus, the scripture says here that we are to look unto Jesus. That's where our focus needs to be. That's where our eyes need to be. Praise the Lord. Looking unto Jesus, the author. That word author refers to one that takes the lead.
Amen.
He was the forerunner. He was our example. Praise the Lord. He was the pioneer. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He went before us.
Yeah.
Amen. He showed us how it was done.
Right.
Amen. He ran the race.
Right.
He endured. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He endured the cross.
Amen.
And that word endure means to remain, to abide, not recede or flee. It means to bear bravely and calmly ill treatments. That's what the forerunner did. Amen. He endured the cross. And we've got a cross to bear too. We've got things we have to endure. We need patience. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. He's the perfecter. Amen. He's the perfecter of our faith. He's the one that in his own person raised faith to perfection. So that he set before us the highest example of faith. He's the author and the perfecter of our faith. You love Him this morning?
Amen.
1 Corinthians 9, verse 24 and 25. The Scripture says, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all?" Everybody's running. Everybody in the race is running. But one receiveth the prize. Is that right?
Amen.
One is going to be the winner. Praise the Lord. And the Scripture says, so run. Or in other words, in this manner run, that you may obtain.
Yes. Amen.
That's the way we should run. With that as our objective.
Amen.
With that as our goal. I want to be a winner. Praise the Lord. I want to win this race. I'm going to tell you a little personal testimony. And I hope you don't laugh at me. But it's okay if you do. When I was in school, growing up in high school, my brother was an athlete. He was good at everything. Basketball, tennis, golf. You know, he just exceeded in everything. And I was 8 years behind him. So when I came to school, same high school, he was actually my teacher in high school. And I got to the high school and they said, "Oh, there's Stretch's brother." And they were all looking at me. The brother of this great athlete. And sadly enough, I didn't excel in anything. I did become the manager of the basketball team. But anyway, I tried out for track. I thought, well, I'd like to be a runner, you know. And so I think everybody, they felt sorry for me. They wanted to give me a chance, you know. So they gave me a uniform, and I felt really good with that uniform on. And the problem was I never trained. I just went to the race. You know, when I was little, I used to be able to run really fast because I'd play with the big kids. You know, we'd play football, just full contact football, you know. And it was just, I was the little one. I was just a little guy, maybe 10 years old, something like that, playing with these boys that were 80, you know, bigger boys. I can't remember how old they were back then, but they all looked very big. And I was just a little skinny guy. So whenever I'd get the ball, and they liked to give me the ball because I could run, especially seeing those big guys that wanted to tackle me, I'd run really fast. And I think it was out of fear. But somehow I got in my mind, you know, I could still run like that, you know. So I got out there with my uniform on, and I started the race and took off. I was going really fast and got about halfway around the track, and all of a sudden, I don't even know what to call it, shin splints or whatever it was, I couldn't even hardly walk. But I did walk across the finish line. But I was the last one. But I really wanted to win the race, but, you know, to win the race, you have to be willing to train. You have to be willing to exercise. So the Scripture says, in a race, all run, but there's one that receives the prize. The Scripture says, and every man that striveth for the mastery, in other words, everyone that is competing for the prize, is temperate in all things. And that word temperate means to exercise self-restraint. How many of you that were athletes would say you had to deny yourself some things?
Amen.
You had to be willing to discipline yourself. if you were going to excel. And my wife's still trying to get me to discipline myself in what I eat. And but this is a different kind of a race. And we have to be willing to deny ourselves. Remember, the forerunner said, if any man will come after me, and he's passed the baton to us now. He said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. You know, the best trainers are usually the athletes that excel, that were winners. And we have a good trainer. We have the best, the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he's already run this race. And he knows what we're going to need to be winners. So he's training us. He's requiring certain things of us. You know, and the trainer, he knows exactly what you need. And sometimes it's not what we think we need. In training for the race, it requires discipline. It requires you to be willing to adjust to a certain diet. You can't just eat anything you want to eat. And that's the way it is in this spiritual race. In training, our trainer says, you need to deny yourself. You need to put aside this junk food of the world. You need to put aside these things that man has made. That taste so good to the flesh. You got to be willing to put aside those things. The television. These worldly things. The worldly fashions and things. You know, it's just going to weight you down. It's just going to put the wrong things on you. And if you'll listen to the trainer, you'll find that you can run this race a lot better. Amen. He that striveth for masteries. That word strive means to struggle. It means to compete for the prize. Because we're not just out here to be seen. You know, I wanted to put on that uniform because I wanted to look like an athlete. I wanted people to see me with the uniform on. But that's not all there is to being a Christian. It's not just putting on the uniform. It's not just going to church or letting people see you with a Bible in your hand or a message book under your arm. It's training to win the prize. What is your motivation? What is your goal in life? What is it that motivates you? What do you want to be? You know, you ask a lot of kids that today and they say, I don't know what I want to be. But we should know what we want to be. We should be motivated by the right thing. And we should have the right objective. We should have the right goal. And if we're running this race, we need to look to the author and the finisher. You know, there's something about a race. Many times, the starting point is the same as the ending point. Where you start is where you finish. And in this race, the author and the finisher is Jesus. Amen. Amen. He's the beginning and he's the ending. That's our goal. That's where we want to make it to. That's the prize. Jesus is the starting point and he's the finish line. He's the goal. He's the prize. And that's where our eyes should be fixed. Amen. I want to cross that goal. I want to make it. Amen. How many believe you can make it this morning? Amen. The scripture says in Matthew 13, verse 45, "Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it." Have you found that pearl of great price? That's Jesus. That's eternal life. "A merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it." Matthew 6:19, Jesus said, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth." Can we all say amen to that? "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt." Has anybody ever noticed that these temporal things of this life, they just don't last? Because they're temporal. Either the moth eats them up or the rust eats them up. "Where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal." You know, the rich man, he can't even sleep worrying about who's going to take away what he has. He has to have some great security system, you know, to keep the thief out. But if there's a security system made by man, there's also a way around it, made by man. Your treasures here just aren't secure. But there is a place where they will be secure. Amen. And that's why Jesus said, "Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven." Amen. "Where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal." Won't be no thieves there. Amen. "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Amen. Where's your treasure this morning? "Where your treasure is, there will your heart be." How many love Jesus with all their heart? How many have made Him your treasure? Amen. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on the Word. Amen. Jesus is the Word. Keep your eyes stayed on the promises of God. How many have your eyes on the promise? Amen. Every promise in the book is mine. Amen. Philippians 1 and 6. The scripture says, "Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you," who's that? God. Amen. "Being confident that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ." Amen. Thank you, Lord. How many are thankful that God has begun his work in you? Amen. Is that what the Word says? Amen. Is that where your focus is? On him that's doing the work in you? That's where your focus should be. The scripture says in Philippians 2:13, "For it is God which worketh in you." I'm sorry if this is too simple. It's God which worketh in you. It's not you anymore.
Right. Thank you, Lord.
So get that out of your mind.
Amen.
Get your eyes off of that.
Good, brother.
Turn your eyes to the Word.
Amen.
It's God which worketh in you.
Amen.
To do, to will, and to do of His good pleasure.
Amen.
In other words, it's God that placed that within you, that desire to do His will.
Amen.
God placed that within you. It wasn't you that woke up one day and said, I want to do the will of God.
Amen.
No, it was God that placed that in you,
Amen.
That desire.
Amen.
And not only the desire, but the power to do it.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Because He wants us to be doers of His word.
Amen.
He's ordained that we should be doers of His word.
Amen.
But it's God that worketh in you
Amen.
To do it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He's the beginning of our faith. The scripture says in Romans 10:17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You hear the word, and by the hearing of the word, faith. Praise the Lord. That's God working in you. That's God giving you a revelation. That's God giving you that faith, praise the Lord,
Amen.
To believe His word.
Right.
Keep your eyes on the word. I'm going to keep on reminding you of that.
Amen.
Because that's where your focus needs to be.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's what we're preaching on this morning. Focusing on the right thing.
Amen.
Because there's so many distractions that the enemy has out there
Amen.
To get your focus off of the word. But you need to keep your eyes on the Word.
Right.
Not on anything else. Keep your eyes on the Word.
Amen.
He's the origin of our faith.
Amen.
He's the author and finisher. He's the beginner and the perfecter
Amen.
Of our faith.
Good.
Satan attacks us. He attacks the body physically
Amen.
And spiritually. He wants to get you looking at your symptoms.
Amen.
He wants to get your attention and get you looking at your symptoms instead of looking at the Word of God.
Amen.
Our healer. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Right.
Keep your eyes on Jesus.
Amen.
Satan comes with so many distractions. Look at this. Did you see that? Look at this. What's he doing? He's trying to distract you from what the Word says.
Yeah.
From looking to Jesus.
Amen.
We must keep our eyes on the right thing. I don't know how many of you are familiar with Pilgrim's Progress.
Amen.
But Evangelist said to Christian, keep your eyes on the light.
Amen.
Amen. It'll lead you, praise the Lord.
Amen.
It'll lead you to that straight gate, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Just keep your eyes on the light. Keep on walking.
Amen.
Focused on the light. And the light is His Word, praise the Lord.
Amen.
David said, Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Amen.
Keep your eyes on the Word. It'll keep you out of the slough of despond.
Amen.
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 Anybody ever fall into the slough of despond?
Amen.
Why'd you do that? Because you took your eyes off the light.
Amen.
Because you stopped looking at Jesus and you got distracted with something else.
Amen.
God help us. Amen.
Amen.
We're in the age of the capstone. Amen. Amen. Perfect love. That's where our focus should be. That should be what motivates us. That should be our goal. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Perfect love is Jesus.
Amen.
2 Peter 1:5 says, and beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance. That's self-control. And to temperance, patience. And to patience, godliness. A devout reverence in attitude, conduct, and deed. Godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. Love of the brethren. And to brotherly kindness, charity. Perfect love. Colossians 3:14 says, and above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. Amen. Love has a binding force. Love is what binds us to Jesus. Love is what binds us to our brothers and sisters. Makes us one. Amen. It's the bond of perfectness. God is working on His great masterpiece. His bride. The prophet says, trying to cut them down and bring them to a spot to when the capstone comes. The ministry that's in the church and the capstone just come right straight together like a magnet. Amen. Let us love and project our lives in Christ and be sincere and stay with the Word. Until when He comes, we just fit right like a glove over the hand. That's the church He's waiting for. Amen. The Scripture says in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 1, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not charity, have not that perfect love, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal, just a noise. No life in it. And though I have the gift of prophecy, listen now, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, have not that love, it profiteth me nothing. He goes on to say in verse 8, charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. But when perfect love has come into the human heart, all demons in hell will never be able to upset it. That's what the prophet said. When Brother Branham was taken beyond the curtain of time, he heard a voice that spoke to him and said, this is what you preached was the Holy Ghost. This is perfect love. Amen. What's the Holy Ghost? Perfect love. Amen. And nothing can enter here without it. It'll take perfect love to put you in that place. And that's all there was there. No matter how much religious demonstrations or how many good deeds you've done or whatever you've done, that won't count nothing on that day. It'll take perfect love. So whatever you do, lay aside everything else. Amen. Stop looking at other things. Focus. Lay aside everything else. Until you're just so filled with love, the love of God, till you can love those who hate you. Brother Bram said, my whole makeup is grace. And I know a lot of people, they take little things that Brother Bram said and they twist it a certain way to say, you know, it's all grace and, you know, doesn't matter what you do. They're misrepresenting grace. Grace is given to us to make us obedient to God. That's His grace. Grace brought us a message. We didn't deserve it. Grace brought us a prophet to tell us what we need to do to get ready. And grace will give us what we need to get ready. Don't misuse His grace. But He says, my whole makeup is grace. A lot of people say now, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. That's kind of the way they look at things, you know. I'll do for you if you do for me. That's not grace. Grace is, if your back is itching, I'll scratch it whether you scratch mine or not. He says, that's it. Do something. I believe that works is love. Praise the Lord. Amen. Works is the manifestation that grace has taken place. He said, I don't live true to my wife because I believe she divorced me if I didn't. He said, I live true to her because I love her. And that's what this is a love affair. A love affair with Jesus Christ. My friends, you don't know what time you're going to leave this world. We don't know that. But He says, let me persuade you as a Christian brother, one that loves you. Except you're born again. Listen now. Except you're born again and the Spirit of God of love comes into your heart, you'll certainly miss that place. What brings that love of God? It's shed in our heart, abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. Real, genuine love will create a confidence in God's Word. A trust in God's Word. If it's genuine love. Love and faith is the same thing. You have faith in God. You have trust in God. You have confidence in God because you love God. Love and faith is the same thing. He says, love, perfect love, casts out all fear. Which gives faith. So keep your focus on the right thing. Looking at the right thing. Turning your eyes from everything else to look to Jesus, the Word. Anybody look in the mirror before they came to church this morning? Anybody? Some of the kids didn't raise their hand. That's all right. If you're here long enough, you'll start looking in the mirror. But what do you see when you look in the mirror? Do you always see what you want to see? As we get older, I think we wish we didn't see what we see. Maybe we shouldn't have looked in the mirror. But you have to keep your focus on the right thing. When you looked in the mirror, were you looking at the corruptible or the incorruptible? When you looked at in the mirror, were you looking at the temporal or the eternal? We need faith eyes. Amen. We need faith eyes to see as God sees. Amen. Because if you don't have faith eyes, you may be disappointed in what you see. Amen. Praise the Lord. Second Kings chapter 6, verse 15. Little story about Elisha and his servant. You know, the king of Syria, I think it was upset because he was trying to lay an ambush against the king of, I can't remember if it's Judah or Israel. But every time he'd set this ambush, the king of Israel would avoid it. And he thought, well, who's telling the king, who's telling my enemy what I'm about to do? Which of us, which one of my servants is telling on me? And they said, none, O king, but it's Elisha, the man of God. He tells you, the things that you talk about in your bedchamber. He said, well, we need to get him. So they came with a great army, you know, and they surrounded the city where he was at. So they rose up early, the servant and Elisha. They went out and they beheld, and a great host had come past the city with horses and chariots. And his servant said to Elisha, alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And his servant was looking around. That's not what I see. We're just two, and look at all this great host that's come against us. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. Now, he wasn't blind. Physically, he could see. He could see this great army, this great host that had come against them. He could see. But he said, open his eyes. Open his spiritual eyes. Open those faith eyes. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. Now he saw something different. He saw something different when his eyes were opened. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Praise the Lord. We need faith eyes. We need eyes to see beyond what the physical is. We need eyes to see. The eternal things. 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, and this is speaking to believers. How many believers there are here this morning? While we look not at the things which are seen. Praise the Lord. Where are the believers this morning? What are you looking at? The things which are seen? Are you looking beyond that this morning? While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. Amen. We've turned our eyes away from what we see with our natural eyes, and we're looking with our spiritual eyes at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, only for a time. But so many times we get caught up in that realm, looking at the temporal things, looking at the things that our eyes, our physical eyes see. But the things which are seen are temporal, and the things which are not seen are eternal. Amen. Amen. God give us faith eyes. Amen. While we look, that word there in the original means to take aim. Praise the Lord. You know, to take aim at something, you've really got to concentrate. That word means to look at, to observe, to contemplate, to mark, to fix one's eyes upon, direct one's attention to. Moses looked away from the temporal things and set his eyes on one thing, on the eternal. Paul says to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 5:1, "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved," speaking of these bodies, right? This is our earthly house. This is our temporary tabernacle. "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building." Amen. "We have a building of God." Something that God's made. Something that He's prepared for us. "And house not made with hands. Eternal." In the heavens.
Amen.
An eternal body. Amen. Is waiting for us.
Amen.
Can we keep our focus there? Don't focus on the physical. Focus on the eternal.
Amen.
Many times we look too much at the physical. And that could be discouraging. You need to change your looking. 2 Corinthians 3:18. Scripture says, "But we all with open face." That means with the veil taken off. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Something's been revealed to us.
Amen.
"We all with open face beholding as in a glass." That word glass means a mirror. "Beholding as in a mirror." What are we looking at? The glory of the Lord.
Amen.
"Are changed into the same image." Amen.
Amen.
We're looking in the mirror, but we're seeing beyond the physical.
Amen.
We're seeing a different image.
Amen.
It's not our image, thank God. But it's the image of the Son of God.
Amen.
By eyes of faith, we see it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
"Beholding as in a glass," as in a mirror, "the glory of the Lord. And we're changed into that same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord."
Amen.
Amen. Remember, it's God that's working that in you.
Amen.
Amen. That's what He wants to see. Is that what you want to see? Amen. I want to see Him. I want to see His image reflected. I want to see Him. I want others to see Him. Praise the Lord. You love the Lord this morning? Romans 8:28 and 29. "And we know that all things work together." Amen. God has a way of making things work. Praise the Lord. All things, all your trials, all your afflictions, everything that God permits to come your way, all things work together for good to them that love God. How many love God this morning? To them who are the called according to His purpose. How many have been called?
Amen.
Called to what? To His purpose.
Amen.
To fulfill His purpose. All things. You say, how can this work for my good? How could this be God working something good in me? Remember, if you're one of his sheep, nothing can come to you except the good shepherd permit it. He's watching over you. He's keeping you. And if he permits something to come, it's because he has a purpose in it. It's for your good. All things. He didn't say some things. He said all things work together for good to them that love God. Amen. To them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. Amen. How many believe you're predestinated this morning? Amen. Predestinated to what? To be conformed to the image of his son.
Amen.
Amen. That's his working in you. He's working this to bring about his image in you. That you be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. So keep your focus on the word. The enemy's going to come with different things. He has so many things these days to distract us. He'll let you drop something. He'll let you do something wrong. Just to get your focus off of this word. He has a multitude of ways to distract you. He'll place a little thought. And if you don't cast it down, he'll get you distracted from what the Word of God says. He'll cause somebody to do something that gets you upset just to get you distracted from what God's Word says. God help us. Amen. Keep your focus on the Word. Look away from everything else and look to Jesus. Don't be distracted. God bless you. And Lord willing, we hope to continue this evening. Let's stand this morning. As I come to the music, O soul, are you weary and troubled? O soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's a light for a look at the Savior, and a life more abundant. Will you do it today? Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strange. Of his glory and grace. Just turn your eyes to him today.
it again. If anybody else needs prayer, you can come at this time. Amen. Had a situation this week, and even I was telling my wife, it's like, I don't understand how this can be God. You know, it's something I messed up on, and it was costly to me. And I was like, I don't know how this can be God at all. And, you know, she told me the same thing, what he said, you know, and it's like, what God does in your life, you know, God has all under control, amen. We truly know that, amen. And sing that song in Jesus' name. We want that goal to be set before us. Amen. Just to see it all the time. And it's in Jesus' name we press on and on. It's in Jesus' name we press on and on.
Filled with